Audio Bookshelf presents Black Like Me by John Howard Griffin and read by Ray Childs. Rest at pale evening, a tall, slim tree. Night coming tenderly, black like me. From Dream Variation, Langston Hughes. October 28, 1959. For years the idea had haunted me, and that night it returned more insistently than ever. If a white man became a Negro in the Deep South, what adjustments would he have to make? What is it like to experience discrimination based on skin color, something over which one has no control? This speculation was sparked again by a report that lay on my desk in the old barn that served as my office. The report mentioned the rise in suicide tendency among Southern Negroes. This did not mean that they killed themselves, but rather that they had reached a stage where they simply no longer cared whether they lived or died. It was that bad, then, despite the white Southern legislators who insisted that they had a wonderfully harmonious relationship with Negroes. I lingered on in my office at my parents' Mansfield, Texas farm. My wife and children slept in our home 5 miles away. I sat there, surrounded by the smells of autumn coming through my open window, unable to leave, unable to sleep. How else, except by becoming a